Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Welcome everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Grills Gone Wild. This is Brilliant Ideas, and the crowd is cheering over us, and if we're doing things right tonight, I hope to God I have Crispy. Crispy, are you there? Turn up your volume. Turn off your mute. Crispy, are you there? I see you on the board. I guess he's not there, and the crowd shuts up because the Skype is not working again. So, Crispy, stop using Skype and use the phone. We need you on the air. Welcome, everybody, to the show. We appreciate you stopping in on not only is it Friday the 13th, but it's also National French Fry Day. So I hope everybody has had their French fries for today. And I was just curious, just thinking about, I was going to ask Crispy, since he's a Crispy guy, how he liked his French fries, and we're trying to get him on the air here shortly, but how do you like your French fries? Thin cut, steak cut, shoestring, curly, crinkled? How do you like your French fries on National French Fry Day? I hope you went out and got some. The best French fries that are out there are McDonald's, in my opinion. God knows what they put on them. They last forever, but hey, we love French fries. And also, I just wanted to mention a few little tidbits of food news. If you haven't seen it yet, there's a new apple called the Arctic apple. It does not turn brown. So when you cut into it, leave it on the counter like I always do. You come back 3 days later, it still will be crisp and white on the inside and won't be brown. I'm not sure if that's good or bad, because how would you know if it's spoiled or not? So I guess one bad apple can't spoil the whole bunch anymore. And I'm going to try Crispy again. Speaking of Crispy apples, let's see if his Skype is working. Crispy. Nope. Crispy, your Skype is not working. So stop using Skype. Call on the phone. We're going to move on with the show here. Also, I just want to mention some food news that I just read online, that somewhere in Zurich, Switzerland, there was an eatery, pizza eatery, that was busted for selling pizzas, which they called the poison pizza. And the poison pizza had rattlesnake venom, spiders, and scorpions. And the owner was busted over in Zurich, Switzerland, for selling the pizza, and his explanation was he had no problem selling the pizza because, in his opinion, preservatives that are used in food are more dangerous than snake venom, spiders, and scorpions. So watch out what you eat over there in Switzerland if you order a pizza. But the guy was busted for selling poison pizzas. Some people got sick, and it was bad news. And I'm going to try Crispy again, and nope. He's gone. Speaking of Crispy, I'll play his ad while we're trying to get him on air here with us, but he keeps falling off the face of the map. If you guys are out there looking for a special ad for your website, commercials, any kind of voiceover work, make sure you check out my buddy Crispy and his voiceover business. And here's his little ad.
Is your website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.
Yes, he's been making noise since 1970. He's not making any noise tonight on his Skype connection on the radio show. This is 2 weeks in a row, so Crispy, it's time to switch over to telephone, go back to the old technology. But, yeah, check out Crispy and his website if you're looking for any kind of voiceover work. He can help you out. And speaking of sponsors, I'm going to go ahead and play, get our ads out of the way. We have two great sponsors. We have Don Pablo Cigars, which have been a sponsor for now almost a month. And Don Pablo has hand-rolled cigars. They make them over in Las Vegas. And we also have another sponsor, Albuquerque Seasoning. Check out both our sponsors. You'll see their links on our webpage here for the radio. We appreciate their support. We appreciate all of our sponsors' support. So we can broadcast this show twice weekly. So please check them out. Go buy some of their products.
Hey, Mr. Brilliant Ideas, what's new?
Hey, Crispy, check out what I got today. I got a box of cigars from the Don Pablo Cigar Factory.
Awesome! I was just checking out the website for the Don Pablo Cigar Factory over at www.donpablocigars.com.
Yeah, did you know they have a great selection of cigars like natural, sweet, and Maduro?
They also have cognac, vintage, and aromatic cigars as well.
The Don Pablo Cigar Factory has their very own cigar makers, each with over 30 years experience, and they are masters in their field.
Every cigar sold at the Don Pablo Cigar Factory is handmade and hand-rolled from scratch right in front of the customer. How cool is that? The Don Pablo Cigar Factory can be reached at 1-800-537-4957. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-537-4957. Order your cigars today from www.donpablocigars.com. Has your dinner been tasting a little bland lately? Do you love to barbecue? If you answered yes to these questions, then I have a great solution for you. Let Albuquerque Seasonings spice up your next meal. Albuquerque Seasonings offers rubs and sauces that feature New Mexico chili products that add a distinctive taste with a southwestern kick. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Albuquerque. Follow us on Twitter at Albuquerque Barbecue. And most importantly, check out the website and order some great rubs and sauces over at www.albuquerqueseasonings.com. That's spelled Albuquerque seasonings.com.
Yes, do check out both our sponsors. They have great products. The Albuquerque Seasonings, I use it all the time. Matter of fact, this week I cooked cornichons, bacon-wrapped cornichons. I used the Albuquerque green chili rub on the cornichons, and you can't beat it. It's the best rub that I've come across. I've been using it now for probably about 6 or 8 months. It's great stuff. Go check out Albuquerque Seasonings and also the Don Pablo Cigars. You have never had a cigar taste this good. It's good stuff. They make a great cigar, so check out both sponsors. We're still having technical difficulties. Seems to be standard procedure around here on Green Ideas Radio. Cannot get my sidekick on the line, so as they say, the show must go on. I need to read our disclaimer so we don't get into any legal problems. All opinions, comments, and representations made by our host, that's me, and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes only, and hopefully that's what we're doing is entertaining you. By the way, speaking of entertaining yourselves, if you check out down at the bottom of the site, you will see a chat room. And by the way, I would like to mention too, Barbecue Dave, hey, welcome to the show. I see you on the chat room. And I guess Crispy, since he can't call in, he'll just have to maybe spend time entertaining the troops on the chat room. But BBQ Dave 916, thanks for joining the show. And I'd like to welcome our guest tonight. We have a special guest coming on tonight from Synchronicity PR, and Mandy Moore is her name. Amanda Moore is the proper way of saying it, but we call her Mandy. And if everything is working right, I hope it is, we should have Mandy. Hi, Mandy. Welcome to the show.
It is so cool to meet you tonight.
Well, welcome. We're having difficulties again, so you're not going to be able to talk to my trusty sidekick, Christy.
Oh, I had a wonderful talk with him a while ago. He's really talented, and we're going to keep our ears out.
You're talking about Crispy? Oh, he's talented? It must not be the same guy.
The voiceover talent, I was telling him, you know, it's such an interesting field, and, I'd help in any way I could, you know. But anyone who needs, a top voiceover person, I think I love that ad that you put up there. So,
well, Mandy, I wanted to have you on the show because people don't really know who you are. You're kind of behind the scenes, and you've been a big, big, big help to our show over the last, 6 months or so, bringing talent to the show. And I wanted to bring you on to introduce you to our listeners and just say, first of all, say thank you for all your help and bringing all the great talent to our show.
Well, you are so welcome, and at stations like you, you know, you guys have been amazing for our artists. You know, basically what we do is we brand artists. It's from radio to, you know, TV appearances to labels to, you know, we've gotten into the whole scene of there's so many artists out there that need a helping hand. We don't, you know, want to own anything. We want to be there to support our artists. And I think that, there's so much talent out there. And, you know, it needs to be heard. And I believe thoroughly, don't get me wrong, in the label scene, some of our artists are going to be going to labels. You know, I have my father's the lawyer for the company, and he's extremely talented dealing with that, you know, so he's got that going on. And I get to do what I love, which is artist strategy. And, I've been really lucky with the artists that we've had. You know, we're pretty picky because, you know, they've got to want it, number one.
Right.
They've got to be somewhat realistic, but, you know, want to shoot for the moon. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I know exactly what you're saying.
And, you know, it's amazing to see them come in and how they develop over the time period, because there's so many companies out there that will take them aboard and go, okay, I'll take you aboard. And then they'll go shoot for another artist. You know what I'm saying? And they shell the artist. I give 172% to our artists. Like, I have texts of all day, emails, calls. Like, they're our buddies, you know? I mean, anything that goes on in their life, we're there for. And that's, such a beautiful thing that we
explain something to me. Let's say that Green Ideas and Crispy want to come to you and hire you to take over and make us rich and famous. What do you actually do for and I know we can't become rich and famous on our own. So what would you do to help us become rich and famous?
Well, I can't give you all the secrets in the sauce, but I've been in the business for 12 years. I am from New York. It's so funny. I'm headed, you know, south. I'm never looking back. I have all my contacts in New York, LA, you know, Miami, you know, London. But I love the South and the whole Nashville scene because it's so challenging.
Right.
Now, what we do is basically I, you know, have a strategy session with the artist, and I send them over, you know, a thing called Road to Recognition, which has worked for artists. And basically, it's a whole, you know, marketing campaign. Yet, what is so amazing is we've been able to move into radio promo. We've been able to move into representation. We've been able to move into all those areas. So it's all in under one roof. You know, so
okay.
If they want to up their numbers, if they want to get the, you know, the best radio play, you know, we've got TV appearances going on. And I basically use my contacts, you know, to propel them. You know, their talent speaks for itself. I mean, each
right.
and every one of them is so incredibly talented in their own, you know, one little pinky finger that I'm in awe each day because I couldn't do that, you know. I mean, I'm
right.
not the one on the stage. I couldn't do what you're doing, you know.
Right.
And you know, it's amazing because what we do is we brand the artist. Like, you brand a hotel. You know, I worked in real estate marketing, you know, in the past. You know, I've worked in luxury marketing, and I just take the artist and we brand their name. We brand who they are, which involves SEO ranking, which involves, you know, one of our artists, you know, Dayton Sharp. You know, he's heading up through the charts. He's number one in Nashville right now.
Well, let's take him for example. He came on our show, I guess it was
mm-hmm.
probably, oh, I don't know, it's maybe about 3 or 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And no one, and basically he was a nobody, and
mm-hmm.
he came on our show, and I know he had had earlier representation. I mean, the guy,
talent-wise,
is fantastic. What did
yeah.
you do to take him from the nobody to get him to where he is today? I mean, he's very talented, of course, but there's so many
mm-hmm.
talented people out there. How did you help him and go from where he was when he came on our show to where he is today?
Well, we were blessed that he had, you know, the CD was ready for release, and it hadn't been released, so I, you know, pulled in my radio contacts. We started radio release pretty quickly with his first release called Brand New Tomorrow, which was basically a, you know, ode to Hurricane Katrina. It's such a beautiful
right.
song that I can't not listen to each day to, like, just remind me how, you know, lucky I am. And then, you know, basically, after you had him on, he started gaining momentum. I can't thank you enough that you were kind of the first one he got to break his teeth interview-wise.
Oh, so we're responsible for his success. Well, just send the check to the P.O. box.
Of course. And, you know, basically he was, you know, he came on your show and then we started the radio promo. But at that time, we also started getting the TV stuff set up. He's about to tour. And, you know, he's, you know, going to be playing in Missouri in a few weeks. And, you know, he's going to be rocking that area. He's, you know, starting talks with the labels. You know, so it's a whole kind of projection line, you know.
Okay.
I've had... You know, I'm so excited that you're going to get to meet, you know, Troy Stenson. I've had him
right.
for close to a year, and he's going into recording, and he's going to rock it, you know. And what we're doing with him is a power launch, basically. So we started with his YouTube channel and his, you know, image, and he's amazing with, you know, fans, and his voice is incredible, and you know, he's going to be singing, you know, a really, you know, top art, writer who's, you know, really taken him under his wing song. And I've
right.
been so lucky with Larry Migliore to be blessed that he would, you know, give our artist such a chance. And, you know, so he's going to be, like, right where Dayron's at, you know. And then you've got,
right.
you know, Clint, Clint Byron, who is, you know, fantastic. His band's getting together. We're starting Radio Pro. He's going into recording, you know, going after the label. It's going to be kind of the same exact thing, you know, but they all bring their own thing to the table. Like, you know, the Coleman brothers have been around for a while. And
right.
We're so lucky we're working with, you know, them. And you know, just we're just revamping a little bit, but they're going Billboard, man. I mean, when I saw them, they're working with another radio promoter too, but you know, they're going to be doing the secret sauce, which is basically, you know, we're going to be doing, you know, SEO ranking. My father's a genius with that. You know, I've been so lucky to keep it kind of in the family. Where
right.
My father, who's, you know, been is one of my, you know, greatest assets, and I'm so lucky, you know, he's taken such a love of the artist where, you know, he can handle all the lost and handle, you know, the label stuff that I can call one up, you know, but his voice is nice and booming, so, you know.
Well, now, how many different artists do you guys represent right now?
Oh, we've got... Okay, we've got Steve Hill, who's phenomenal. Steve Hill is, you know...
Yes, Steve was on our show, actually.
Yeah, he likes you guys so much and says thank you. He's quite a... You know, I call him kind of British rock, you know?
Right.
And I'm so lucky to have a British rock guy. And, you know, in Europe, he's about to really take off. He's taking off here, too. You know, but with him, it's a lot more international, you know? We've got Bingham Willoughby. We've got Brett Michaels. We're really excited. I heard you talk to Tamara. I'm so excited.
Yes.
You're so on it, man.
Like, well, yeah, she's gonna be on our show tomorrow. And I'll tell you, I've been listening to her music.
She's
oh my
out
god,
of control,
she's a hot redhead, and she can sing.
Oh yeah, and she's you know. She's, you know, when I talked to her the other day, she was just like, I know what I want, you know, and I was just so impressed, you know, because female-wise, as you see, we have a lot of males that are, you know, we launched Shelley Bonet, who's going to be coming back, and you'll get to meet her. She's, you know, basically with a European label, so she's back in the studio, and then we're going to relaunch her. But she's been pretty hard launched, so she's more soul, but she's
right.
Incredible. And then we've got Tamara, and then another rock and roll chick coming aboard, which is going to blow you away. And, you know, I just have such a passion for all of them because, you know, I've had to – you've seen how we've taken some of the – you know, we wish – like any artist that comes to us, I want them to learn so that they
right.
know in the future what they want and what they don't want, you know, because there's so many people out there trying to take advantage, and it's a sad situation.
Right.
And, you know, the great thing is that, you know, all these artists are so hands-on. I mean, I get texts all day, you know, I'm in the studio, I get emails at night, you know what I mean?
Right.
Chad Bradford, you know, you're going to meet him. He is playing tomorrow night. We've been so lucky. Club 320 Club has, Spencer, you know, they've taken a huge liking, and they're one of the top clubs, I mean, in Missouri. And once
mm-hmm.
you get a couple of those under your belt, you know, and the artists are playing regularly, you know, they start to tour. And then we've got, you know, my fiance, Ronnie, who handles the booking area, which, you know, and some other areas. So that's, you know, allowed me to really be so hands-on with them that,
right.
you know, and Jeff Batson, you're going to meet him. He's been around for a long time, and, you know, he's about to really hit, you know, we just signed with Adopt a U.S. Soldier this week. We love that organization, and
right.
he's going to be working hard with them, you know, to bring awareness. And then we've got Greg Pope. Have you heard him yet?
Yes, guys. Actually, I heard Greg Pope. He's got excellent music, and he's, I guess, tentatively scheduled to be on our show
next week. He's very excited, and you've been awesome about that. You've been so awesome, I can't even tell you. You know, it's each artist is so unique. You know, I never put them in the same category, you know, because you can have six country artists, but they all have different sounds. They all have different looks. They all have different images, and they each have to be addressed. You know, I basically believe in endorsements fully. I believe in, you know, the fan getting to see the artist and reach out but not fully touch the artist, if you know what I mean.
Right. Now, where are you located?
I'm in Gulf Shores, Alabama. I'm lucky. I live at the beach now. I lived in New York for forever, and I'm tired. So.
Because I thought you were in New York, so you're actually in Alabama now.
Yes, I am a Southern chick now, and I'm never going back to New York. I mean, I loved the time I spent there. I mean, but I and it's funny. I you know, there's a huge music scene up there. You know, I have Chris Sotiri in New York, and you know, you'll certainly be fed some artists from that area, but. You know, I've really been so interested in the, you know, Nashville music scene, yet also the Texas music scene, you know?
Right.
And it's such an interesting, because it's like constantly ever-changing, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. Now, as far as if we were talking about, like, if Crispy and I came to you,
mm-hmm.
and we said, okay,
mm-hmm.
make us rich and famous. Do you do, like, makeovers on these people and do other things, or are you just strictly for trying to get their name out there?
You know, when they come to me, I take a couple things into consideration, and you know, I kind of grill them a little bit, you know, and I do it, you know, to kind of see what they need. But, you know, really they've had their image for a while, and it, you know, we go with what works for them, you know, and you know, we definitely go over, you know, what they're going to, you know, rock for a photo shoot or whatever, because, you know, image is a very huge situation that, you know, labels look at and everything like that. But they each have their own style, their sound, you know, all of that is all of them.
Well, I have to admit, you make it really easy for me, because we're looking for talent, and you've yet to send anyone to me that we turned down, I don't think. It's just that everybody's been super, and it's like I've got my own screening process. All I got to do is say, Mandy, send me somebody. And we've had a few hiccups along the way, but all the talent is fantastic.
We have, and you've been so wonderful about that, where, one, you know, she's very talented, and she's really, you know, coming along. You know, younger artists are an awesome thing, but they can also, you know, they're learning the business, per se.
Right.
And so, you know, I think that may have been what happened. But, you know, you'll meet them, and you'll see, you know, she's quite talented. But, you know, these other ones... I call them the Synchronicity PR, you know, family, because they all support each other. I won't take an artist aboard that doesn't believe in the other artist, because I've had that happen in the past where it's like, it's all about me, and it backfires, you know what I mean? And it's because in the long run, you know, To play with each, you know, artists, you know, when they do joint shows, you know, we're going to be having a military tour. We've really pushed towards the military to give back. I believe heavily in that, and just thanking our troops, and, you know, not enough is done on that. And then, you know, I've been in nonprofit stuff for years, you know, from St. Jude to, you know, now Adopt the U.S. Soldier to, you know, we're going to be doing a breast cancer to kind of, you know, tribute to my mother who passed away. I mean, but everyone is so sensitive and so caring, and that's, you know, what amazes me, you know.
Well, they're all good people, because everyone that we've had on the show, they've all been solid, good people, and you can just tell that they're sincere with what they do, and they're out there not only trying to promote themselves, but also they seem to all be involved in really good charities and trying to help people out. So that, I mean, they're genuine stars.
Yeah, and RoboDrum actually premiered today. He was so funny. Studio 10 has been so wonderful in Pensacola, and they've been featuring them, and that's close to a couple million readership there. And so our artists have been featured on there, and RoboDrum was featured today. And, you know, he's over in Mississippi. He said, did I, you know, premiere? And I said, yeah. And, you know, it's a trust process, and it's a team effort. Like, if I feel someone is, you know, that's why I use the team idea, because we, you know, bounce things off each other, and you know, I want the artists to feel so comfortable that they're coming into an environment where they are cared about, that
right.
their career is taken, because this is their livelihood. I mean, this is their lifeblood. And what a lot of people don't understand is, oh, I can manage an artist, you know, and I say, try it for one day. You know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead. Like, you know, and I've had competition come to me and say, you know, I want to, and I said, just, you know, and they say, what do you do? I say, well, you know, I live each day with each artist, you know, and
right.
go through each and everything they go through. And, you know, that's how we do it.
But do you mind if I take a break here and maybe since we talked about Darren Sharp, and I have to admit, he's probably one of my favorites. When he came on the show, the guy was so humble.
Oh.
He was so cool. And it's just like I told him, I said, I want you to remember us when you're filling up those big auditoriums.
Oh.
All I want to do is one day just be sitting there and watching his name in light, because I think he's just a super guy. You mind if I play one of his songs? We'll take a break and I'll come back and chat a little longer.
I would love it. I would absolutely
All right, great.
Love it.
What I'll do is I'll play. This is Darren Sharp, and I like this. This is my favorite song that he does. It's called Cool
okay.
Being Country. And
nice.
We'll come back and talk to Mandy and find out a little bit more what she's doing and some of her future plans. Everybody hang tight. We'll be back in a few minutes after with the song.
I won't have to relearn how to two-step or make myself some rough and rowdy friends. Start wearing faded Levi's and driving pickups when it's cool being country again. Well, already have my boots on, won't even have to break them in. While you're searching through the rack for my John Deere hat, mama, steal my head where it's always been. I'll be singing along. Or decidify my southern fried accent. Y'all, forget myself a dog to ride on my toolbox. No, I won't have to pretend when it's cool being country again. Down, get the gin around, we'll see who's rocking there.
is Darren Sharp, and we are on the phone here with Mandy Moore with Synchronicity PR, who represents Darren Sharp and a lot of other great singers and talents, and he is just one great one. You've got a good one there.
Oh, see, we are so blessed and so much, I mean, so much get set because this, you know, he's about to go running. I mean, and, you know, the great thing about us is when they go running, you know, once we put them, let's say, in a label setting, we're not going anywhere. Like, I'm not going to hand my artist over fully and say, you know, bye-bye, because
right.
I'm going to make sure they're not shelved. I'm going to make sure they're getting all the attention they need. I mean, I will turn down, you know, that's what's so wonderful, you know, about my father is it's all about the artist, you know.
Right.
And labels, you know, he started, you know, talks in the past, and they've said, you know, we want this. And he said, oh, no, 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 you don't know who you're dealing with.
Well, he told me that he kind of got snookered early on, and there were some problems in the beginning. So
yeah.
He needs someone to hold his hand and make sure that it's done right this time.
Yeah, and you know, he's, I think, you know, the more he's coming out of his shell as an artist, and it's going to be a huge deal with Missouri. You know, we have, you know, huge booker in Nashville who keeps emailing me going, when can I fly in and see him? You know, it's the whole, you know, Nashville scene of the artists that are out there that are being signed and you know, they're out there looking for talent. I mean,
right.
It's a given. But you've got to be packaged. So you asked kind of how we do it. It's all about, you know, I'm so blessed that I have my, you know, it's all in the family, I told you. But my stepmom, who is Becca, you know, Richard, she basically has been one of my business guiding, you know, mentors like my father has. And basically they said, it's all in the packaging. You know what I'm
right.
saying? It's all in how you package these artists. And so she, you know, basically said, you know, we sat down and we said, how can we, you know, make, you know, get them to where they need to go. And one thing she does is these, you know, amazing EPK videos. And
right.
so they, you know, with Dayron, we're up to, you know, 4,000 hits, you know, and that's incredible because it, you know, it went up less than, you know, three weeks ago. And we actually did the newest release was Bad Mother Father.
Right.
So each of these artists, you know, get packaged, and, you know, yes, Facebook is important. I live on there, as you know.
Right, so do I.
But, you know, like you do, and it's awesome. We've got our little community going. But there's also, you know, I learned, you know, Reverb Nation, you know, and Homegrown Radio. You know, those numbers are important.
Right.
And then you've got going on, you know, your ranking numbers, you know, that can bypass. So there's so many things that the main thing that a label will do is they will get right on the computer and look everything up about the artist.
Right.
Like everything. Like, and if you don't have a presence in any way, shape, or form, it's next for you. And it doesn't have to be thousands and millions because people can trip the numbers, you know.
Sure.
They can go, okay, I'm going to pay, you know, $2,000 and I want, you know, 20,000 hits. And let me tell you, you know, it's tempting. But the thing is you get to a venue and they go, well, where are the 20,000 people, you know.
You do an excellent job in what you guys do for your artists. And I would just like to say thank you again because
you
make my job easy. All I have to do is say, hey, Mandy, who can we put on the show? And everybody's always been good. I want to just thank you personally for all that you do for us. And, yeah, we get under time constraints and all that fun stuff each week trying to get the show set up. But thank you very much for all your help. And keep sending all the stars our way.
I will. Well, I just can't thank you enough for all you're doing out there. And, by the way, you asked about cooking.
We're running out of time. So do you cook?
Not too much. My fiance is a grill genius. So.
Well, I tell you what you do. You just keep making the artist sizzle. That's all that matters. Anyway.
Okay, that's perfect. Well, I will be sending some others over to you tomorrow. And
all right,
thank
great.
You so much. And this is just a great, you know, working relationship we have. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And keep coming. Keep sending them our way. We'll keep putting them on the radio. And thank you very much. And anybody who wants to get some help on PR and wants to talk about if they are a singing talent or whatever, make sure you go talk to these folks and check out their website. And Mandy, we'll be talking to you later.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that was Mandy Moore, Synchronicity PR, and she helps us bring talent to the show along with Sunblessed, our agent who does work for us, too, to bring people so you can hear new talent. And we are running close on time, but I wanted to at least let you see somebody who's behind the scenes and who helps out these people and gets them out there in front of the public. And we appreciate her help and her company. And as we go, I want to remind everybody we have a show tomorrow morning, bright and early, 8:30 West Coast time. We have Diane Jacobs, who is a writing coach. She can help you write a cookbook. And we have Katarina Kitty Cat coming on to talk about French desserts. And then one of Mandy's talents, Tamaray, who's a country music singer who's unbelievable. Those will be on our show tomorrow. Thanks for everybody's support. Thank you for our sponsors, both Albuquerque Seasoning and Don Pablo Cigars. I'm going to close out the show tonight with one of the people that Mandy mentioned, which is RoboDrum, who's an up-and-coming talent and represented by Mandy's organization. Everybody take care. Have a nice evening. And this is RoboDrum, the Big Bad Wolf. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
It's not enough. The strings on this guitar are all that I trust you in first. I'm in last. pile around your house. Time to win on the drink and you pig. Look like lunch, it's time to eat. Better watch your back, cause it's real perfect for you.
Oh, yeah.